All right, that was Forever Red there by Jackie. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is Live on Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And Ada, listen, it is a beautiful day again, or an awesome evening, I must say. Anyway, Ada, listen, is okay, just in case you are interested in knowing that. But let's find out from Daddy Freeze. How are you doing, Daddy Freeze? How did your day go?
I'm good.
Okay.
Trying hard to mind my business.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, in my work, that's an achievement. See, Daddy Freeze minds his business.
I know, right?
I'm trying to mind my business. There's quite a lot of shading going on. I want to send you some stuff on Instagram DM. But anyway, that's by the way. You'll be catching your private laughs as you're enjoying most funds. But one thing we all need to do is we need to talk about so much going on in the world right now. First things first. Obiku Bana has been crowned ambassador for Nigerian youths.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Following the recent tides in recognition of Obiku Bana at the Opata Ozuera 1 of Obaland for his humanitarian services, operatives of transport businesses in Abuja and the Federal Capital Territory, majorly Uber Bolt, known as the Abuja Pilots, over the weekend welcomed Obiku Bana back to Abuja from the successful burial of his late mom. In acknowledgement of his good work in our society to promote business ideas, the body deemed it fit to crown him the ambassador of Nigerian youths. As the leading entrepreneur who has shown capacity in human development and business empowerment. What's your take, Ada?
Daddy Freeze, well, Obiku Bana crowned that. I think it's... How do I feel? To be honest, I am indifferent. Well, he's a philanthropist, been helping young people achieve their goals and dreams, but don't you think it's too sudden? Well, I don't know, Daddy Freeze. I'm just indifferent. I think I'd rather not speak now.
Let's open up the phone line. What do people think?
Okay, then 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Yes, hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Chukwu Ebuka.
Chukwu Ebuka, welcome.
Thank you. In relation to what Daddy Freeze just said, all I can say is that money rules the world. If you have money, can crown you. In fact, the king of your village can say, come and take the kingship, collect the crown, and let him be your subordinate. Just have money, that's just it. It's just money. Because, like you said, it's over land. And, truthfully, we saw the news about how he helped a lot of boys. He said it himself in an interview where he granted, as he said, he gave a lot of boys from Oba money to go and start up businesses and all that. Maybe that was the reason why he was given that. But all in all, the most important thing is it's because of the money and everything. So once you have the money, a better thing will come to you. That's my own.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Oma. Adama.
Hi, comrade.
Adama, Manama. I greet you.
Did
I greet you, please?
Yeah.
The person will give that man Obiku Bana ambassador. May God bless his generation. That man has helped so many people. I was watching in social media 2 weeks ago when one guy brought 1 million, say his life don't change. because of Obi Kubana. I like what they do to him. You know, say Nigerian youth, instead of them to help us, then they carry money where they're supposed to give us for business. They can go the build right away from Kasina to Nigeria. That's what they are doing.
Wow. Come ready, get your go. Okay. Hello? Hello, good evening. Hello?
Ada, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
This is Kadri calling. I greet you.
Okay, please go ahead.
Ada, what did Adi Fritz say? He said the Uber driver, some people, they welcomed him to the village or what?
Talking about Obi Kubana.
Obi Kubana, yes, now.
Yeah.
They welcomed him and they gave him a title.
Mm-hmm. Crown Ambassador for Nigerian Youth.
It's a good one, but just as he said, I'm indifferent. You know, those kind of people that you don't understand how they acquire their wealth. I don't celebrate such people.
Wow.
Even when they were doing the burial, where they said they bought, whether it's 500 cows, all those kind of lifestyle. Why would you be buying 500 from people bought for you?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Adele Blessing. Tonight we're talking about Obi Kubana being crowned ambassador for Nigerian youth. And we want to get your take
on that.
What
is your take?
Right. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Daddy Freeze. This is
Jason. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. See, I laugh in Mandarin. You know, when people try to say they don't know the source of the wealth of some people, I tend to wonder. Like, so because you spent money anyhow, then they are thinking your source of wealth is evil. Well, it shows how some people think. So, to this matter, I love the way they said they are crowning him ambassador for the youth with what he has done. He said it himself. In fact, I don't know about what he meant by saying he pulled out some boys from that market, but I interacted with one Igbo guy. The guy should not be less than 24. But is the owner of the shop where they sell, you know, those Igbo boys, they sell rice, beans, everything in the shop. So I asked him, how come at this age? He said, he started when all of us, that was the way he told me. He said, when everyone was going to school, he was learning a trade under his boss. Meaning this, it is showing him the business plan, everything, how to buy this market. And at the end of 4 years, the man opened shop for him, filled the shop with, I think, 2 bags of beans, everything. Filled it for him and is living fine. That's the way they set them up. I'm talking of that small scale business of buying rice in the market, maybe one paint. You understand what I'm saying? So such a thing, it's happening. Because at that 24, I was shocked that, wow, this guy, you are, because he already has, the guy is using everything. Big boy. Oh, he spoke and he told me how they empower themselves, how the business life, everything. So with what Kubana said, I believed it, that if someone that is not as rich as Kubana can open a shop for that kind of boy, Kubana can do more than that. So I see good to whatever they have given to him.
All right, Jason. Hello? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Jeff.
Daddy Freeze, good evening. Daddy Freeze.
Go ahead, we can hear you.
I want to say something.
Okay.
What is the criteria of clowning someone about Abasido? See, first of all, they clown him an ambassador of the youth. In his own region, that is where he pour out his good deed. In other video, Nico, how many did he help? See, I wonder sometimes for someone to flaunt his wealth on his mother's burial, make them crown him ambassador of the youth. Youth of Nigeria, the youth of his village. I do not understand. They should, to rephrase the word ambassador of the youth. In what criteria? How far has he gone in the upkeep of the youth? How inspiring is he? What is his legacy? If I may ask, you talk about wealth. Where does he start from? Where is the company to show? What is the entrepreneurship? I do not understand the ambassador they are giving him. I've come more sentimental about this thing. If you want to call some ambassador, you bring criteria of giving him an ambassador. Hello, Ada.
We can hear you.
So, I do not understand them calling me ambassador of the youth. For what? This white Nigeria remain where we are, giving some people what they did not want because of wealth. I'm disappointed. I disagree with this nonsense. That is my take on this issue.
Hello?
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Miracle from Abu.
Oh, dear, yeah, welcome.
I say good one by letting him the ambassador. For me, charity kids at home. So he must have a home first. So he did the home that they see what he did and make him the ambassador. So it's a good one for us. Let him continue. Let me get that excuse.
He can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Adako.
Yes, what's your name?
James from Isolo.
All right, James. Go ahead, please.
What I want to say is congratulations to the person that was crowned the ambassador of the UWB. Hello?
We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Nothing less than congratulations. They have crowned him, So this one too.
Oh dear. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Please, I want to ask Daddy Freeze one question. Daddy Freeze, is he listening?
He is. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I think maybe Daddy Freeze should tell us. This is just Lokoye calling back.
Boss,
tell
me,
us, because it seems as if some people...
I can hear you trying to say something.
Okay. Yeah, it seems some people don't know what Obi Kubana has done. So maybe if they cannot use Google to check how many people Kubana has helped, how he has employed millions of Nigerians, or how he has empowered a lot of Nigerians, or maybe they should go to Oba to go and ask. But from what I've heard, please, Daddy Freeze, maybe you should enlighten some people that cannot use Google to check what Uber has done for Nigerians.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
Okay, have a call on
the line. Hi, Ebuka. Welcome.
Happy New Month, Happy New Week.
Thank you, and same to you.
He said he was crowned the youth ambassador.
Yeah.
Youth ambassador of the whole country, as we do the state or... Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is it for Nigeria, youth of Nigerians, or for his state? I don't really understand the crown. Is it like... You represent the youth.
Mm-hmm. Nigerian youth.
Okay. No, the other time we are called Nigerian youth. So. Yeah, is it that he represents that position, represents you, so to say, that in time of maybe okay, let's keep in time of hard work, youth, innovation, you know, talking about you that comes from this crash to somewhere. I remember, was it Lacon when he came out and some governor were giving him money, and some of the celebrity one would talk of, okay, for example, taking it back to school, when he gets graduated students, if I see them giving them maybe 100,000, when the celebrity come out, they give them 10 million, 1 million, so to say, it's a good way to go, fine and good. Well, I think there's more, right? Because crowning ambassador and all, I was just thinking maybe another client had a deal. Because we will see this thing play out. I think government should build hope, like the guy, maybe left for him, right? Because, like, it's just a local area. He talked about the guy, you know, opening shows, doing so many things for the guy. Shows his excellent churches, yes. I can also talk about Maluka once he went to Anambra State with a deal. He had brought his hospital headquarters back to, I think, Mundi area. So I can't really keep it there, but, you know, he built houses for people. And these guys are people to celebrate. Fine and good. Then he goes back to the government. How do you support your youth? Like, instead of water their efforts down, you know, how do you take policy to help them as well? As they are struggling to make it to the top, right? As you're celebrating them, you know, let it be a challenge, and as well to the government, not just the individuals, and as well to people that think cutting corners. You know, these days, you say if you don't survive by quick, you survive by right. You get, I think it's a one off thing for us to, you know, step up to our integrity and honesty in doing business or doing whatever thing we get, right? So, that is it for you. Thank you very much, Ada.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good evening, Mr.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, good evening.
Welcome.
Yeah, that is it. Good evening, sir. And what I want to say concerning Obi Kubana is that if Obi Kubana did something wrong before getting the money that he used at his life, I pray that God Almighty God will forgive him and give him more. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, giving him a youth, ambassador of Nigerian youth, is a welcome development to me. I support Jesu in everything he said concerning Obi. Obi Kubana did not come out to just show the world that he has the money, but people he helped decided to show the world that this man is a nice person. Are you hearing me? Yes. Obi Kubana did not come out. He's not that kind of person. The way I see him, I did not even know who is Obi Kubana until the time of burial.
Okay.
And he said, I helped 58 people. That 8 are billionaires. Why others are millionaires? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Someone can acquire such a wealth in the right way. We should leave sentiment by the side. And this guy, Jeff, he always go against the Southwest people. I don't know why. He used to make one kind of comment concerning the Southwest people. If he did not accept it, I accepted it. And he will accept it by force. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hello?
Adama.
Hi, comrade.
I'm calling back.
Okay.
Please, I want to tell us, my brother, that Jeff is talking his own opinion, I beg. Concerning Obi Kubana, he is going to be given the World Youth Ambassador. Are you there?
Okay.
It's very soon. They will give him World Youth Ambassador. May God bless him. So, there are some people that have, they have given them license to be important and exported, and they are not touching the youth's life. But this one is touching the youth's life. So, they will give him Nigeria, the World Youth Ambassador. Thank you very much.
Okay, comrade. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
How are you, Ada?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Good evening. Dampi from Ajibo.
Okay, Dampi.
Listen.
Please turn off your radio.
I want to personally speak with Daddy Fred. I want to hear his
voice. He can hear you.
No, I need to speak with him. Hello, Daddy Fred. Good evening.
Daddy Freeze.
Can you please
answer me? I'm right here.
Okay.
Hello?
He's talking to you.
Why is his voice so distant? I'm listening, sir. With all
attention. I beg your boy, Sam P from Ajegunle. I beg, when you go come Ajegunle, I beg. I don't write you tire. I don't know off me, don't cut my call. Really. As far Obi Kubana. Waiting in don't do. How many government don't do? All the thing we don't do. How many government don't do? They don't invest in the gear, but why they no go give up? How many of them they help the youth? Come get to me, come as you will. Me see as people they suffer. How many people they help people? So make all of them go, man. I support whatever he's doing. If I mad, if you're not making bread with 1 billion good, it no cost anybody. Let them go, by man. It is good. Let them plan in more than that. The government should learn from that. People should help themselves because why? Look at how many people that man helped. And they came back to appreciate him and make the barrier very, very big because he helped them. That's how life's supposed to be. He's just like TB Joshua. Look at what TB Joshua did. How many pastors of you do that kind of thing? So that is it. Everything is vanity. We go leave all these jets. Leave everything, we go there one day. It is what you have done for people that will remain. What are you, when you leave or when you die, what are you going to be remembered for? That is it. So, anybody your show that the Frizzle, Dan P from Ajibule, and your boy.
God bless you, sir. Over. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's your name?
Samuel.
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to comment on this very program.
Okay. Go ahead.
I appreciate this program. The people that crowned Obi Kubana, the ambassador of the youth, they did a very nice job.
Okay, why say so?
Yes. He did what the government could not do by empowering the youth. I don't know him from Adam. But watching the interview and other things he has done, I'm impressed.
Okay.
I am not among the youth that criticize him that you don't know the source of his income or how he made his money. Anybody saying that should go to hell.
No, you can't say that. Come on. People are entitled to their opinion. If you want to say whatever you want to say, please be civil. I'm taking you off. You can't say that. Hello?
Yeah, good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, Ada.
What's your name?
Ifeanyi.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I think we are all entitled to our opinion. And then, for Obi Kubana, I don't know, maybe that you should tell us if the ambassadorship is for, is he representing the youth of the whole Nigeria or is representing the youth of only Upper Town? Because according to what I have heard and what he said with his mouth, is that he didn't say that he has helped anybody that is not from Oba. The only thing he said was that the youth of Oba town are those that he has given money to, that some of them, he took them to serve their masters. After 1 year, he called all of them, gave them 1 million naira. To, that was where the interview granted DBC. He said it was only youth of Oba town. So if it is ambassadorship of Oba youth, yes, agree. But not ambassadors of Nigerian youth, because I don't think it, those from the north, those that are not even from Oba, those that are from other states in the east, those that are from the west here, those are from south-south, youth from south-south, I don't think the world agrees with that, because I, as a person, I'm not from Oba, or if he has not helped me directly or indirectly, I don't think I'll be a party to that. I don't think I'll be agreeing to this. So if it is ambassadorship for Oba youth, yes, it deserves it. Well deserved. Even if it is ambassadorship for Anambra youth, yes, it is their state. It's what they want. But not ambassadorship for Nigerian youth. Because then, as a Nigerian youth, it has not affected me directly or indirectly. So I don't know where that is coming from. Maybe that if you should explain better what the ambassadorship, where does it cover?
Okay. All right, Daddy Freeze, you want to take that again?
Take what again? What I was saying?
The story. Okay. You want to tell them the association that gave him that, the transport company?
No, you see, I don't know, maybe because we had some audio problems earlier on. I don't know if people are still, I don't know if people are disagreeing with the award. Ada.
Yeah, most people. Not like
saying it's wrong.
Some of them are like, okay, maybe if he was crowned by Oba youth or, you know, indigenous of Anambra State, then it's fine. But not as an ambassador for Nigeria, because look at it, the Northerners, they have not benefited from this man. So why should he be crowned ambassador for Nigerian youth? It should be, you know, maybe youth in Anambra State.
In my humble opinion, which I stand corrected, I beg your pardon. You are ambassador for the youth if you're helping the youth. In a time like this, you're able to carve a niche for yourself. The hospitality business, entertainment as a whole, are some of the very few things we have left in Nigeria as of today. If he contributed so viably to that sector, I don't see why he's not appreciated. I don't see why it's a struggle. But like I said, it's not my call. It's yours, guys. So let's take calls.
All right, then. 0700-993-993-993.
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening. What's your name?
James, I called back from Solo.
Okay.
See, people call us that we should listen to English. They say I'm by crown him ambassador of Nigerian youth. Now, some are saying that is it Northerners, this and that. What concerns Northerners? Northerners, they're not Nigerian youth too. Must Northerners benefit from everything? They said ambassador for Nigerian youth. Simple. They should stop going to North and this and that, Fulani. Before you know, bandits.
Hello? Hello? Okay, can you give us a call back if you can? 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Okay. If the phone lines are acting up, we have a WhatsApp number. 80809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And ladies, we have a number for you to dial. It is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Turn off your radio.
Okay. Good evening, my name is Ken Frame.
Okay.
I agree to the phrase. Obi Kubana, Nigeria Youth Ambassador. That is great, very big title. Let him keep up to this title and ensure that he represents the youth in this time of need. Everybody just need help. Thank God that maybe God is sending him to come and be a voice for the youth. And also, if he's helping us, let him help us, let him make sure that he helps everybody, not just the eastern side that he's from. Because I'm not, this, the other guy said, he's, what they call it, he has not helped people in the north. So I believe he has a plan for us. So let us just give him the chance. Government has failed us. Somebody is rising to do something and you're castigating the person. So I believe let us just watch him and see how it goes. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Adan Bazin.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hello, sis. Good evening. My name is Abidike.
Hello.
I come from Odigo Shopping. Coming to this youth ambassador, they are giving a bit of honor. So I myself, the guy you said is right. Because if his benefit did not reach me, he reached others. Because we have so many youths that have made billions of naira in this country, Nigeria, that are helping, that we are not here about themselves. But since that Obi Kubana has made us to know him, I believe that by the grace of God, those who are still doing what Obi Kubana is doing, one day we shall hear their good news like Obi Kubana. And I will not be the enemies of progress by Obi Kubana due to his progress have not reached me. One day, I believe that God will make some of those people to remember me, to forward me in my business that I'm doing, so that I can be able to elevate me to the greater fire. So Obi Kubana deserves it. Because whosoever pray for who is doing, that person will receive his own blessings by the grace of God Almighty. That is the belief that I can be able to believe on myself. And whosoever believes in Obi Kubana and the rest that is doing the good thing like Obi Kubana. So that is my own contribution in this conversation.
Okay.
God help Obi Kubana and help those who are also doing like Obi Kubana. Thank you.
Amen. Oh my dear, thank you very much for that call. It is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Adele Blessing on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, we'll be back to be taking phone calls and of course WhatsApp messages, but that will be right after this. So keep it locked on the dial, 99.3. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 56 minutes gone past 10. This is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Adab. Listen. Hello?
Hello, Adab.
Yes, good evening.
I call back.
Okay.
I want to say something and I want to make myself clear. I am not against him at all. It is real and it is wishing. But me, I'm asking a question. What is the criteria of giving someone Nigeria Youth Ambassador? If I have wealth, if I flaunt it as he is, did they give me the president of Nigeria? Our law bring legacy through education to the southwest. Me personally, me, Obi Kubana, all I ask is help. Many people do that. Many people who cannot even say their name, then they have done that. If you want to show that he is the ambassador of the youth, first of all, he should build schools in every community, in every local government. Just one school, 744 schools in all local government, and pay those teachers. And give those teachers counselor to counsel the children, then you will see the impact all over Nigeria.
Mm.
That is why good health in all community. He has money. Okay, let him spend the money. Daddy Freeze is talking about talent. I want to ask Daddy Freeze something when it comes to talent. I want to come to entertainment. If I am a manager of an entertainment company, I found a talent. If the talent starts boosting, I have my own percentage, mind you. You find someone for entertainment, you must have something in return. That is business. That is it. This thing they are telling me now, because I have not ever seen the legacy this man has ever dropped. If I have seen, I will not have called and complained. That is my point.
Okay. Hello?
What was his point exactly?
Hello?
After this call, yeah. Yeah, hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chooks and I'm calling from Delta State.
Okay.
Let me first start by saying that the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a step. Then, secondly, I just want to remind a lot of us listening or those who want to contribute, and that he who much is given, more is expected. I think for now, nobody forced Obiku. I don't know him in person. I don't even know any story about him, but I just tuned to this station and I was listening. So I just want to just contribute a little.
Okay.
For him to have started, I don't think the height he has gotten today that he ever dreamed it. I don't think he ever think he will become an ambassador. So he started somewhere. So I think if he has been crowned, he too will think. Maybe for those who think, okay, this part of the nation have not benefited, they might this time. He might think of that. You understand? So I just think we should give him a chance, appreciate him. It's not easy to render help.
Okay.
It is not too easy, and it is not everybody that you can touch. So I heard his story, I've heard about his story, and I liked him. I really, really appreciate him. You understand? So I just think we should give him a chance and hope that he will do what we expect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hello? Oh, I was supposed to relay something to Daddy Free, but hey, hello?
I'm lucky there.
All right, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please, before I just joined in not quite 20 minutes and I'm trying to have
waiting
after. Is my who give the ambassador award?
Some group of drivers, transport business owners.
Okay. So please let me address Daddy Freeze. Daddy Freeze.
Go ahead, he can hear you.
I have massive respect for you.
Hello, we're struggling to hear you.
I said I have massive respect for him. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
We have started again. We have started again. Please, Daddy Freeze, let's talk something solid. This was how Hush Puppy started. And 2 years, 3 years down the line, you had to start defending yourself for all these programs and all these things. Please, I don't have anything against Obiku Bana. And I have very good relationship. My elder brother has a very good relationship with his elder brother. And I know all what went down in Oba. Please, let us be so quick to bring up issues of people that have their personal life and all the accolades that are given to them are not what we can substantiate. All the stories we hear about them are not what we can substantiate. Just make believe stories. We are too myopic in this society. Youth ambassador by who, if it is the federal government of Nigeria that's giving him youth, people just set up as somebody's reigning and then they don't bring up an award and give to somebody. I'm also a youth ambassador. So we can give anybody. Wanko Kuja was a youth ambassador, soccer ambassador many, many years back. So please let Daddy Free, because of his religious beliefs, and he has a lot of followings in religious line. I know he's into entertainment, but he should please be guided when he bring up this topic so that people will not tag into this thing 4 or 5 years from now. We don't want to bring back up now.
Okay,
please.
Thank you. Before Mr. Chris, Mr. Jeff called earlier on and said he would have been in total support if someone like Obiku Bana, you know, was setting up schools in different places to help people. So yeah, that was basically what he said.
Our churches that were paying tithe and seed, how many free schools have they set up? It's just a question. Ada?
Yes, Daddy Freeze. Haven't done my research.
You haven't done your research?
No.
Neither have I. Let's continue. Let's allow other people to talk.
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, it's false.
Okay, what's your name?
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Jacob.
Okay.
Yeah, just reacting to the topic at hand.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you wonder how people who are completely ignorant, they want to contribute to the topic they don't know anything more about. That if we just mention something, group of people gathered and gave somebody ambassador. It is their choice. You can choose anybody to represent your brand. Do you understand? Somebody woke up and said we should go and build schools in the 700 and something local governments in Nigeria. That's the only time you will recognize him as an ambassador. That does not make sense. You should know what we are talking about before you start contributing on a program like this. If I have a company now, I can decide to pick anybody. The guy is an entertainment industry. And those people see that this guy will help them maybe boost their business. And they chose him as an ambassador. So I really don't understand why they are making so much, leading people by saying things that are not them. So my own take on this is this guy is not in government. People are talking about him where he made his money. It doesn't concern anybody. He has chosen to live his life the way he wants to live his life. By helping people, trying to contribute to the society. Somebody is saying he needs to help the North, the South, and what have you. Our local government chairman, how much help have they given to you? You say because of his wealth. No, it is a poor man that they will make ambassador.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Joe from Unilag.
Okay.
Please, anybody that calls, you call, just a bit, it is okay. As for Obi Kuba now, I support his award. The award they gave him, I support him.
Why?
He has done business. Another person should go ahead and go and do the school. If anybody that is calling as Obi Kuba now should do school, let the person go ahead, let his community do school. Someone should go and open a factory. But many in Nigeria, he has done this sector, somebody has treated another sector. And for when it comes to money, God can bless anybody. Forget, is anybody that is rich that is a scammer? Anybody, is anybody that is rich in this world that is a scammer? Thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Aramba.
Welcome back, comrade.
Aramba, may God bless you. Daddy Fritz asked a question. Say, some of our pastors, how many schools have they built? May God bless you for that question. Hello?
We can hear you.
You get one way by three plane in COVID-19, where people are hungry. That one, how many schools you don't build? Somebody should go and be building school to whole Nigeria. How many schools other local government people and the governor and the pastors that are buying 36 aircraft? How many schools are they building? But everybody is entitled to his own opinion. This is hurting. I like it. Thank you very much.
Okay, comrade. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, this is Kadri calling back. You caught me up the other time.
Yeah, I think you were going on for so long. So please, Ada, be short this time around.
What did you
say? Were you the one that said, anyone that says Obi Kubana is... I really can't remember, but I think you said something that I didn't...
No, I'm not the one. I can't say that.
Okay.
I want you to go to hell. No, go for it.
Oh, okay. I thought that was you. So go ahead.
Well, I want to ask that the phrase in support of the ambassadorship or what? Because this life, the more you look, the less you see. I would even prefer, there are a lot of people doing great things that we don't know. Ada, if you want to be an ambassador, at least it needs to show in your lifestyle and everything. At least the youth will learn a lot of things from you. I don't think if you want to be an ambassador, you're not buy, you want to do your mommy's burial. People will think I'm joking, no. You're not buy, what are you teaching the youth that they should be extravagant? You buy 500, even if some people want to give you a gift, you tell them no, 500 cows, what are you teaching them? Is that how to, so if they have money now, they should go and be wasting their money on burial or what? So they need to see everything in your lifestyle, the way you live, before they give you, make you an ambassador for this. I'm not saying that helping the youth is bad, but they need to show in your lifestyle. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Yes, Lokwe.
Okay, welcome
see,
back.
I've just been laughing. I don't know. Google is a lot of people's friends. If they don't have internet, I say, Daddy Priest, please, Daddy Priest, tell people about Obi Kubana. See, what they even did that day, they have signed multi-million dollar contracts. A lot of companies globally are willing to work with them, to partner with them. They should ask Kubana, like, go on Google, try and check. You get, like, I don't understand all these ones of lavish money on Belia. What do you mean? It's his money. A lot of people, when this man's mother died, I think that the priest should know that time. I'm talking of Glo's mother. The Adenuga, when the mother okay. died, the way they spread, people were even comparing Kubana's own to that man's own. That was, I think, his own happened in 2005 or 2004, if I can remember very well. I was still in the secondary school that time. Okay. So now, people are, this was because of social media time. That means if it was Dangote, let me just say, if it was this time that this Glo man did it, a lot of Nigerians will still come out to see who did Glo, who did Adenuga help. You can never, ever satisfy Nigerians. Kubana Group.
Okay.
A lot of multi-million companies in Nigeria that he has employed a lot of people.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, madam. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
It's Chisom.
Okay, Chisom. Please go ahead.
So the mistake a lot of people are making is that you are trying to turn Kubana into your government. For example, let's say I own shares in LG, I own shares in TSMC, I own shares in Samsung. You know, just these three companies, I can claim I own like 10. Okay, LG, for example. The screen that LG makes, Sony also uses it. Samsung makes RAM that systems use, phones use, graphic cards use. TSMC until last year, their processors, iPhones use it. So just these three companies are providing employment for so many other people. So asking Kubana to build a school in every local government is not realistic. I don't have to go all over Nigeria. A person that gives 1 million naira, if that person opens a restaurant, he's buying meat from somebody from the north, he's buying food from somebody, am I not making impact?
Hello?
Hello, Anna.
Yes, hi.
Yes, this is Austin calling back.
Okay, Austin.
And I want to thank you so much for your job, for job well done, and Daddy Freeze. The way Daddy Freeze presents things, I really appreciate that. And Jesse, you have tried for Nigerians that are listening to us. If they don't want to hear bros, just leave them. You don't talk a lot. Jesse, well done.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Adobe!
Hello. Hi, Daddy Freeze. Yes, hello, good evening.
Adobe Audition.
I want to talk. You're not allowing me to talk.
Sorry.
Talk first.
Hello. What's your name?
Please, let me talk. My name is Sam.
Sam, please, can you speak up?
Yeah, good evening to you, Ada.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Freeze. You know what? You know, things like this, we just have to think deep.
Can you be audible?
Can you hear me? I'm speaking louder.
Okay.
You said he's ambassador for youth. Is it state, local government, or national?
Nigerian youth.
Wow. It's really, really controversial. Very, very controversial. There is something we call assumption. Because if you look at the barrier, it really gave this man fame. Like 80% of Nigerians don't know who Cubana himself is. You understand?
Okay.
But now it just came out of the blue. Then the federal government, without its thinking cap, just made somebody ambassador for the youth, for what? This would set a bad precedent. It's all about the money. There was a guy that called a few minutes ago that was saying, okay, do you encourage the youth for extravagant spending? Do you mean that if we don't have money now? That's where I see it, and that's how a lot of people will see it. Let's put the fact that he made his money himself. But a lot of people will feel, if you don't have money, the government don't know you. If you get what I'm trying to say, at least they can give him another post, something more reasonable than this, ambassador for youth, which means it's as if you don't have money, you are useless. If the youth of the day don't have money or this, because it's really controversial, you get, because the reason why I'm really against it is if you look at the place, what really covered, engulfed that barrier was bringing of money. And it's the same federal government who gave law that when people spray money, they will be arrested. And the person who owned the ceremony, now you are giving me a national
recognition.
Exactly. So it doesn't make any sense. And this shows that we have a government that doesn't have common sense. I can say it anyway. Because it's really bothering. You get, it's really controversial. It doesn't make any sense. Forget about all those calling, saying that this. It's not that personally I love Obi Cubana. It's fine. He's into hospitality business. He's growing his business. Fine. But why would the federal government do this? Who is the federal government trying to please? It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Thank you.
Ada Obi.
Yes, Daddy Freeze.
Are you going to allow me to talk now?
Feel
Make
free,
I
please.
Talk now.
Feel free.
You see, everyone has their own mentality and their own ideology. And I must say that we're all entitled to it. Some people might not like or respect Obi Cubana for whatever he has done. Those who are celebrating him probably have been influenced by him positively one way or the other. What do you think, Ada?
Well, those ones, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, that aside, I'd like to switch the topic if you let me.
Okay. You have the platform.
No, it's our platform. I have to collect permission. No. I can't say because I'm taller than you.
Ah, wow.
And I'll come and be dominating platform. No, platform is not by height. Platform is by the person that can turn the mic on and off. Anyway, Nigeria won bronze today. I don't know how I'm going to say this, but let's
just say congratulations and then keep it moving.
I can't say congratulations.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Because it wasn't dedicated to you?
Giants of Africa. Eh?
Because it wasn't dedicated to you?
I don't care about who was dedicated to.
Okay.
I care about the Giants of Africa. As usual, one bronze, one silver, 205 million people. Do you know how many gold medals China has won so far? 34. You see, the Olympic performance of China is a reflection of the Chinese economy, is a reflection of the Chinese dedication,
is a reflection of the Chinese political power, is a reflection of China. Number one, we've got China. Number two, we've got the US. Number three, we've got Japan. The same way they're delivering in sports is the same way they're delivering when it comes to electronics, when it comes to the automotive industry, when it comes to shipbuilding, when it comes to aviation, when it comes to production. The young lady tried. But if my mother's country, with 19 million people, which is less than 10%, the tithe of Nigeria's population, can win gold, I think us clapping for ourselves over a bronze medal is what has brought Nigeria to where it is. My opinion, like I said. Our roots.
What about we celebrate our little wins?
Nigeria, as a giant of Africa, does not deserve little wins. Like I said again, my humble opinion. Look at your leadership. Look at your educational sector. Look at your roads. Look at your production sector. Look at everything around you. We're used to celebrating mediocrity. I was watching the Chinese Olympics. I think, was it the last one or the previous? I don't remember exactly. I remember just catching it on TV. And the USA won. China had about 20 gold medals. The US had about 24. And the Chinese athletes were crying. They were sad that they lost. It's not that they did not get gold. They were sad that they did not dominate that year's Olympics. A Chinese lady was running. I've forgotten which of the sports it was, and she got silver. She was crying because the rest of her country mates were bringing home gold. Listen to me, listen to my words carefully so you understand where I'm coming from. Do you remember when Usain Bolt, Johan Blake, and I've forgotten the third guy, were representing Jamaica?
That what happened?
Usain Bolt came first, Johan Blake came second, and the third Jamaican guy, I've forgotten his name, came third. Jamaica was so sure of victory in the Olympics that even if two of their athletes had not gone, they would have still come first. They would have still gotten gold. They went and they came. Jamaica one, Jamaica two, Jamaica three. Gold, silver, and bronze. That is where we should be as a nation, not just in sports, not just in the Olympics, all round. From when we took over this country in 1960, if you're familiar with aviation, if there's anybody here who has ever been in a cockpit before, has ever flown a plane before, if I have a pilot in the audience, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. You see, there's a, in the descent profile of the FMC, there is a button called descend now. I think it's on the R5 or R6. When a plane is flying, once you hit that button, whether you have gotten to your top of descent or not, the plane starts to configure for descent. What we did when we took over power in 1960 was someone just went into the cockpit, went into the FMC, went straight to the descent profile of the plane and hit that button. And Nigeria has steadily been descending since 1960 till now. Look at countries. In 1960, China was struggling economically. Look at China today. Singapore did not even exist as a nation.
Look at Singapore today. It took Singapore 5 more years before they could catch where they could get independent, and they became independent in poverty. Go and read the story of Singapore. What did Singapore focus on? Religion. Sorry, I beg your pardon, that's us. Education, infrastructure, modernization, industrialization. By 1990, Singapore was already among the most populous nations in Asia. By 1990, we had descended to half already. Today, Singapore is one of the countries with one of the strongest passports in the world. Where is Nigeria? My father went to the university in Romania in 1970s. He didn't need a visa to go to the UK. I have an uncle who had a Nigerian passport that was a British passport, because those days, when Nigeria was not yet independent, they gave Nigerians British passports because Nigeria was a British colony. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but ask anyone who is old enough to remember this. So he had a British passport. Now, in 1960, when Nigeria became Nigeria, people were throwing away their British passports. This guy just felt, you know what? What is it now? Let me just renew my British passport. That's how Baba has been renewing his British passport till today. He's a British citizen. Are you listening to what I'm saying, Ada?
Yes,
and that also goes to the rest of us. We need to start celebrating wins, not almost wins. We need to start pushing ourselves. The Chinese people that went there and collected 34 gold, 34. When was the last time Nigeria got a gold medal? 1996. Amokachi them. I mean, when? Remind me. The Chinese are dominating the Olympics year in, year out. If they lose to USA this year and they cry, tomorrow they will come and they will win. Right now, they've shown US. US is on 22 or 23 medals. China is on 34 as of this evening. You can check now. They probably have won another medal. Do they have 7 heads? Someone will say, yeah, the infrastructure available in China. What about the infrastructure available in Jamaica? How much better is Jamaica than Nigeria? I find it hard in a country this big with this much potential. We don't have landslides. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have tsunamis. We don't have volcanoes. We don't have typhoons. We have some of the best arable land in Africa, if not the world. We have human capital. We have natural resources. How can we contend with bronze? I'm sorry. You might not like me, but you can't ignore what I'm saying. We are a reflection of ourselves in everything around us, our religion. And somebody said that she's dedicating it to bronze. I said, the ones that are winning gold, they're dedicating it to God. I said, the ones that are winning gold, who are they dedicating it to? I struggle with these things. Your God is a God of giving you bronze. 5 churches on every street where the top 10, I'll be top 20 most religious countries on earth, and then God gives us bronze, and we're going to decorate a pastor with bronze, and our mates who are training when we are praying. Look at how many Nigerians were disqualified because of using growth hormones and all sorts of things. The Chinese are not being disqualified. So we are even using style and cheat. I don't understand. Maybe somebody can explain it to me.
I mean no offense. I know you're all going to get angry, but at the end of the day, I've said the truth. Whether you like it or not, that's your business. But think, Nigeria deserves more than what we're getting. Not just from our government, from one another. My humble opinion, I hand over to you, Adobe.
All right, 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. I'm calling back. I'm P from Ajibule.
Okay.
Daddy Freeze, I hail you back. One day, I believe, say, you go day into this governmental system. I don't already see him. What did the DMC, our government, they know the power of us. They care about their own stomach structure. Like me, I dey carry weight at the gym. I don't use any steroid. I pull weight of 130-40 kg without any supplement. I don't take supplement. Me, I go just take normal mineral water, go gym, carry 130-40 kg live, pull out, try to call back. I'm still gymming. Who wants to support me? That's what you think of. We have good people in sports, technologies, health sciences, anything. But the government, they are just squandering. You understand? So I blame it all in the government. It's to show that your religiosity, your church, everything is a failure. God will never come down from heaven. All the churches are scarred. You should even close them.
No, you can't say
I'm telling you the
you
truth.
You can't generalize.
Because now we go church pass, but the people where do they go church, then they get good pass.
When, I don't so like that's it. You tell them you can't.
That's what I'm saying. So, I will tell you the truth. Churches are failures. They are failures.
No.
So, that is
you
it.
Have some
people
where
do they go church, but they carry good pass, so that want a good church. So, tell me who they serve God. That God people that don't carry good. So the government, I blame it on the government. Insincerity. They are very, very wicked. They fail to support us. That is why we are not performing. That is it. Thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Ada.
We can hear you.
Yeah, Nathan is talking from Kenya.
Okay.
Ah, that is free. God bless you. You see,
thank you, sir.
This country, I go to church on Sunday, Ada. Christian, there's problem. This indecent dressing where women they wear, let me be careful. Because where I suppose sin, I don't sin at church, I go sin. Woman, they take Holy Communion. See the country where they wish away. Everything they open. Then the priest talk about that, you know. That is aside. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That the priest, you try a lot. You say a lot. And that you always back this country. Say the country will be better, will be better.
Of course. Evil people
will fool that rock. That the priest don't go for this, so don't go there. I don't know how this country will good. Man, they pray. People where they pray say that hypocrite. So I don't know how the thing go work. I don't know.
Okay.
Africa, no, Nigeria, no. Never bless her. Never go help
us. Of course. God bless Nigeria. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, this is Alex.
Okay, welcome, Alex.
All right. You know, every time that the police keep comparing Nigeria with this and that, Romania, this and that, this other country. The question I always put forward is this. On what foundation are we standing on? We are building on a faulty foundation. And what is the result are we getting? We are getting a faulty solution. So the foundation is destroyed. Those people you're talking about, that where they are being, they are not being religious. Listen, Christianity entered there. They encountered Christ with the foundation. Maybe later on, Turkey was a Christian nation. But later on, they changed. So what we should be talking about is that what foundation are we building on? Hello? Talking about church, I have somebody saying that church is a failure.
Alex? Yeah. Hold on, Daddy Freeze is talking to you.
Turkey didn't change. They lost the war.
Daddy Freeze is saying Turkey did not change.
That was
Sultan, that's in his name. They Turkey tell him did the not. The war at Constantinople.
Daddy Freeze? Hello? Daddy Freeze?
Can you
okay,
hear me?
Go ahead, Alex.
All right. So what? Somebody saying that church is a failure. I think the person must be careful with his words. Because when you talk about church is not a building. You are talking about Christ.
Mm.
Are you getting me?
Okay.
So it is not the building that people are condemning. You are talking about Christ. So if the person who says so maybe is a failure, not the church, Christ has not failed. So for us to say we pray so much or we do this, we do that, my dear sister, that blessing and that the freeze, these are two different personalities. Maybe the father of that the freeze and the mother of that the freeze has broken some yokes that he's standing on, that he's succeeding, that he's doing well, he's comfortable. But your own being at that blessing may be different from his own with different approach. And that is why when they wrote later to the church in Ephesians was different from the church in Corinthians. So for us to study and say Nigeria is not doing well in social play, my sister, we are busy, our education is faulty, the foundation is faulty. Even when you try to correct it, it will collapse. The only thing I tell people, I say, develop yourself. The only thing I tell people is that don't compare yourself with other people. If you can't compare yourself with other people, why comparing Nigeria with other countries? So any day that if we start saying that he's comparing himself with somebody else, then we'll start.
Okay, Alex. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Oh, dear. Please turn off your radio and give us a call back. Yes, Daddy Freeze.
Yes, I wanted to correct Alex. Alex said Turkey was a Christian nation and then they changed later. No, they lost the war in Constantinople to the Sultan. What's the name of that Sultan in Constantinople? I'm trying to remember his name. They lost the war. So another thing we need to talk about is, you see, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of them is love, the most important one. Galatians 5:22, love is, if you can love, you have obeyed all the 613 laws of Moses. Look at Nigeria today and tell me, where is the love? Let's forget winning Olympic. Let's forget gold medal. Let's forget prosperity. Let's forget all these other things that we do not have. And look for the one thing we are supposed to have since we have so much religion. Where is the love? There is more love in pagan nations. There is more love in Hindu nations. There is more love in Buddhist, Shintoist nations. Where is the love? That should be the first product. If we failed at everything, okay, we are not good at Olympics. All we can do is get bronze. We cannot do this, we cannot do this. But we love one another. I would say we have succeeded. We can't even love one another. Let me tell you a story. Adaobi, are you listening to me?
Yes, I am with you.
Do you know that in Japan, people put their three-year-olds on buses and trains. And on the trains and buses help the three-year-olds get to school. In Nigeria, children are being kidnapped from churches. Let us tell ourselves the truth. You will argue up and down and tell me about one anointing. This religious model we have has failed us. There's no way you want to look at it. Is it our God that is giving us bronze? Or the fact that we don't love one another? But you see, look at Japan. Japan is the third in the world right now. After the US and Canada and China in the Olympics, the next country is Japan. Their life, Japan is a Shintoist nation. They literally worship the sun. Look at their achievements as a people. Look at the safety of lives and property in Japan compared to Nigeria. Look at those things that really should matter for us as Christians. If we fail at everything, must we fail at love? That's the only instruction Christ gave us. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is the fulfillment of all the commandments. How many Nigerians love their neighbors, let alone as themselves? Now for Nigeria, you will see, this church, no fee married this church. I'm not talking of marrying Sele. I'm not talking of Pentecostal marrying Seleo. I'm not talking of Pentecostal marrying Muslimo. I'm talking of two Pentecostal churches where they will tell you that you cannot marry from another church. And we are saying the Chinese people, they broke yokes. They broke the yoke of stupidity, which has shrouded our brains. Look at our results. Show us somewhere where we are getting distinctions. Show us. I was watching that girl talk. What's her name? Essay, who won bronze? Okay. She said, I know I'm not the best athlete. Really? So you left your house to go and win bronze. I know I'm not the best athlete, but I thank God. Do you think that's how the Chinese go to the Olympics? They know they are ready to go and die there. They are ready to get to the Olympics and not come back home if they don't come back with that gold. You are ready to submit to mediocrity. I know I'm not the best athlete. So what are you doing in the Olympics if you know you're not the best? You don't know from how, say, nobody, you be best. Really? This is our mentality. I don't know if you joined us on Sunday. I told the story of a Hungarian bridge I visited when I was a child during the Sunday sermon.
Okay.
I'll tell it to you now. There was a bridge over the Danube. The Danube is one of the biggest rivers in Europe. It flows through Romania, Hungary, and some other countries. So my mom was showing us the bridge. I remember I was there with my dad, my mom, and my three sisters. They were much younger. This was in 1991. I was about 15 years old. And my dad and I had an argument. So the story was, the man who built that bridge said that if there's anyone in the whole country who can find a single fault in that bridge, he will jump into the lagoon and take his own life. I mean, into the Danube and take his own life.
Wow.
So for 9 years, people combed the bridge, looking for cracks with magnifying glass, looking for anything they can come out with and say, this guy did not build this bridge well. They could not find. Then one morning, a little boy was taking a walk with his mom on the bridge.
Okay.
And then the boy looked up. Now, there are two lion statues at both sides of the bridge. The boy now asked his mom, Mommy, don't lions have tongues? Apparently, the sculptors who made the lions forgot to put tongues in the mouth of the lion. So the lions had open mouths and no visible tongues. That is how word got to this guy who built this bridge. Do you know this guy jumped into the Danube?
Wow.
My dad was now like, what he did was very stupid. I was like, Daddy, I disagree. If our Nigerian engineers built a bridge and came and told you that in 1 week, no need for 10 years, in 1 week, if you see a fault in this bridge, they will kill themselves. We would not be where we are today. If every contractor that built a road swore on that road that should they find a mistake in this road, he will kill himself, we will not have the kind of roads we have. If every government officer going into government swore on his life that this thing that he's going into government to go and do, if he doesn't do it, he will kill himself. I want to ask you, will we be where we are today?
Not at all.
Our mentality is never to put in excellence. Our mentality comes in with built-in apology. The apology don't dey there already. Now ready made. Work where you never do, you don't get the apology down. I see a great country. I see great potential. I see great people who have been deluded by the schemings of religion, ethnicity, and all those other divisive things that have stopped us from progressing. That's my take. Please take calls.
All right, then. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening. It's John. I'm calling back from Unilag.
Okay, John, go ahead.
For this bronze that we're talking about tonight, if in China, if let's say somebody comes from all these outlets, let's say one of them just got only bronze, by now they would have sacked the what's it called? The Minister of Sport, they would have sacked the Minister of Sport way long ago. That one is a day short. So in that same China, somebody did the road. Just because of this, they made like a pin that caused accident on the road. They jailed the contractor and started with his family. There's no time for all this mediocrity anymore. That if you have said it all, if Nigerians want to move forward, come out 2023 and remove this government from power and bring the right people inside. That's the way forward now. No time for all this begging lifestyle anymore. We're tired. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
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 Yeah, Ada, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, Ada, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Manuel.
Okay.
I'm calling from Abuja.
Okay.
Yeah. I totally support what Daddy Free said. You know, I've not had the opportunity to always call in. Anytime I call in, the life I always did. The truth is that, you cannot strive for excellence when you do not put excellent people in place. Nigeria as a country, we employ mediocres. We employ the least, the dullest of people, the type of people we put in power. And we will put them in the wrong place. Look at all our ministers. None of them. None of them is a professional in the field they are handling. So how do you expect perfection? Look at all our commissioners. None of them is a specialist in all the field they are. So how do you expect that? What of the sport minister? He is not a professional in the field. So how do you expect that? So that is the problem we have. And we do away with tribalism, with ethnicity, when we are traveling for excellence, we can never get the best in Nigeria. That is our goal. So I'm only saying, if you want to progress in Nigeria, please let's do away with faith of allegiance. That is the first step. Let's do away with state of origin and self-excellence. We want to give them body, a contract. We want to give them a position. Let's look for the best. We should not give position based on party affiliation. And we want the best. Based on religious sentiment. Based on tribal sentiment. And we want the best. How can we progress? We have black men all over Nigeria, even outside. But you see Nigeria, they go outside, they stay. Because they're looking for the best outside, and they will give them. But when it comes here, our appointment our only thing we do is bring a settlement. We are never looking for the best, but we work excellent. It can never happen. Thank you.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Ada.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Adeguke from Lekki.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally, to me, religion has nothing to do with financial income or benefit, or how do you put it now? That helps or makes any country itself financially independent. It is not about religion or whether Christianity or atheism or whatever religion is, or Buddhism. It's about intellectual creativity, you know, researches, and then responsibility and people who think very well, and people are open to development. It's not about because maybe Christianity or churches are everywhere, then that means a country must be developed or financially independent or have capacity. No, it's not about that. So if you check them very well, you see that the Chinese people, they are well organized. Look at what happened in Nigeria now. The people that were supposed to be tested, make sure that these people observe the protocol, they did not do their job. Irresponsibility, and then they went there and most of them were disqualified. People that would have won medals for us. We are not creative here. We are not responsible here. Our leaders are not responsible. And then they act with impunity, break the law, and they are not accountable to the law. None of them are brought to book. They are just having a field day. So why do you think things will work out well? It won't work out well when you put the wrong people in the right positions. When you put a lawyer to do the job of a carpenter, what will he do? So that is exactly what is happening in Nigeria here. Irresponsibility, no accountability. People don't care what happens. Look at the Senate. They are just there eating money. The doctors are now on strike and the senators are still collecting their millions. The government people are still collecting their millions, and doctors are begging for money. The lecturers are begging for money. Universities are begging to be developed. Is that not sheer irresponsibility of leadership? So when we begin to mix Christianity and religion or Islam, whatever, with development, financial development of any country, it's a very wrong thing to do.
Oh, I thought it was okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, my name is
Thomas. Yes, hello? What's your name?
My name is Fidel. I'm calling from my job.
Okay.
And the truth is, frustration is just everything in Nigeria. In every sector of Nigeria, for me, I just feel there's frustration. I think we can just say it all. You have a lawyer doing the job of a carpenter. What did you expect? It's just frustration. I mean, the Minister of Transportation once said it. He said the pump and claim that he didn't come into Nigerian politics to solve Nigerian problems, but he came there just because of the opportunity. He wants to solve unemployment. Tell me, how is he going to work? He cannot do anything. So truthfully, I think we have the wrong set of people ruling this country. And funny enough, those of us who have been, some of us who have been brainwashed, probably through religious means, or let's come together. But you see us, we are divided. We are totally divided. And once we are divided, there's no how we can come together. There's no how we can change things. So for me, I just feel the best way for us to go now is try to get these filthy ones out and let the proper people occupy the right the positions. Probably you can get Nigeria working again. Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Ada.
What's your name?
Daddy Freeze, good evening. This is Malik speaking.
Okay.
Daddy Freeze, you keep saying the truth all the time you come on air. But you know the problem we have is that, like you said, no love. For example, the quota system, we'll write the same jam, the same exam. You that have 180 will not have admission. Someone that have 60 will have admission. And we all know that. We all know that in Nigeria. Some tribe is able to have jobs, while others are not able to have jobs. Some federal companies that were employed today, you will see a certain numbers are from certain side, and you expect the job to be well done. Then we from the other side never love ourselves. Those from this side, they are in love with their own selves. They have one love. They eat in one tray pan that brings love. But we from this side, we choose to share our food in different plates. We don't have love. And how will it work? Then to make it worse, when it comes to put it up in the right job, we'll start picking those that are not able. Even our soccer, in our football team that want to select. You heard it several times, the police, and immediately you heard it several times that this guy can play, but they wanted to bring 5 million for the national team. Without the 5 million, he will not qualify for the national team. Meanwhile, when they win that competition, it's for the nation. Look at what he said. 205 million. Just, is it two? Have you won bronze? Have you won one bronze medal? You could see how painful it is. We have the brains. Yeah, when it comes to engineering, we have everything. But greed will never allow us to do the right thing. Greed, everybody wants to make sure they are millionaires. Nobody thinks about the country. Like you said, if they should swear and say, if I don't do it, let me die. And God wants to punish them. I'm not sure anybody will do wrong to Nigeria. That if we say the truth, they used to hear you. I repent them. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Adam Wesley, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Adam Wesley. Yeah, my name is Mike, calling from Ikorodu. Yeah, the daddy has said it all. The truth of the matter is that really, Nigeria, we don't have love. We don't love one another. It's really affecting us. And I want to let you know that we have the major trap of this country. We have Igbos, we have Yoruba, we have Hausa. And out of these three names I mentioned, they have each name, nickname. Can I tell you the nickname?
Okay, tell us.
Good. You will see Yoruba man called Omo Igbo. Fine. You see Hausa man called Nyamere. And you see Igbo man called Yoruba, Yofe man. You see Igbo man called Hausa man Ndugu. So there's no love among us. How do we move forward? That is number one. And number two, the government are not helping matter. Can I tell you, there's something I watch online. This person is from Delta State. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
This person, you know, manufactured this aeroplane, aircraft, and I watched it live. Channel Television went there to interview this man. How come? And the man is still living. And this thing, you know, when he started flying from a high, he was using remote. Almost 15 minutes, the Sunday night came back. Do you know what happened at the end of the day? Where is the man? The government did not say anything. There's something I watched on the land again. Peloda, a small boy from Anambra, a manufacturer Peloda. And this is what I saw it. And this thing was working perfectly. And where is the boy today? Government did not say anything. So automatically, government are not really helping matter. That's the problem we are having. How can Nigeria move forward? We will never move forward. I'm not causing it because everybody's money. Money is not everything. But what you have, the intelligence you have, the experience you have as a professional, bring it out, let government help so that the country will move.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Ada. My name is Tokyo.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah, greetings, Daddy Fred. I think this nation, what we need as a people, we need therapy.
It's different. Once you want to help, you give without receiving anything.